And what about the state of bodybuilding today? Have you seen some changes? And we both know that there's an emphasis on the so-called natural bodybuilding. What's going on out there?
Well, I think that that's I think it's a very good observation on your part. There's a dichotomy out there, and that is to say, professional bodybuilding really has not grown that much. It is still very much a what I call a cult sport. It's not a sport that is widespread, and I think that that is directly related to the fact that to participate in bodybuilding, you have to have many years of training under your belt before you step on stage. I believe that the popularity of a sport is directly proportional to the ability of people to participate in that sport. You know, for instance, soccer. You know, all you need is a soccer ball, and you can play out in a field. Basketball, same thing. You just need a basketball and a net, and you have a game. You know, the degree to which people can participate typically indicates how popular that sport is going to be. You just don't get up one day and say, "I'm going to go play bodybuilding." It's a lot more complicated than that. So I think that professional bodybuilding and competitive bodybuilding has kept its cult status, its small following. Now, on the other hand, the bodybuilding in general, which is to say bodybuilding defined as anyone who uses resistance training to change the shape of his or her body, that is exploding. And all you have to do is look around you at all of the different health clubs to see how many people are signing up every day, training with weights, and changing the shape of their bodies.
So this is a more like a phenomenon, I guess. And also, is it being driven by medical urgency? Aren't people having problems with body composition management? They're going to the gyms and trying to learn about weight training and exercise to offset the accumulation of fat?
Absolutely. I think that there's a number of demographic trends that are fueling this this phenomenal growth. And one of them, obviously, is the rise in obesity, which is at near epidemic proportions here in the United States. And secondly, the aging demographic that we have in Western society. You know, the baby boomers are coming of age, and weightlifting is the closest thing that we have to the fountain of youth. So all of these factors put together are really the underlying, you know, root of this movement.